Now, the first thing we see in John chapter 4, verse 42, is the realization by a town, a community, that Jesus is the savior of the world. Another word for champion, but even greater. And not just a champion of a game or an activity or these three things, but of the world. So a personal savior. Now, can anybody tell me why they believed Jesus was the savior of the world? What did our Bible passage say? John 4:42. Does anybody want to have a look at that and tell me? Why did they believe that Jesus was the savior of the world? The woman told them. That's the first thing. That's the first thing. It says, we don't just believe because you told us. Well, that's where it started. This woman was not a woman of good character. She was out in the desert, going by a well in the middle of the day, not the best time to go and get water from a well. Well. She was out there and Jesus sat by and said, give me a cup of water. And she was like, why are you asking me to give you a cup of water? Don't you know who I am? But Jesus does know who she is. And his conversation with her reveals her heart, her life. He knows everything about her. And in that conversation, she realizes this is the Messiah, the Savior. And she goes and tells the whole town, listen to the man who told me everything I ever did. What else? What else made them believe in that passage, John 4:42? Martin. They'd heard it from the very words of Jesus. That's one thing you've always got to look out for. No matter what a preacher says, no matter what a Sunday school teacher says, no matter what your friends say, what do you think about the words of Jesus for yourself? So when we preach, when we teach, we introduce you to the word of Christ, the word of God. And it's our prayer that the word of God, the word of Jesus, will touch you and impact you personally. So we invite you this morning, whatever your age, to consider what Jesus says. Now, Jesus says a lot. And he says a lot of things about himself. And I've got to ask you, you've got to ask yourselves even, this one question. Is it true or is it not? That's the decision every human being who hears the words of Christ has to decide for themselves. I'm either going to believe it or I'm not. Now, if you're in the not camp, that's all right. There's time to get into the yes, I believe it camp. And if you're in the believe it camp, please, please, please don't leave it for the don't believe it camp. Not because of what someone else has done or what someone else has said. Base your faith on what Jesus has done and what Jesus has said. Not on what others do and say. What do I know about Jesus? So what does Jesus say? Now, did anybody happen to pick up one of these sheets of paper? Did anybody pick up one of these? Ah, you did. Great. And Jamie as well. Thank you. Could you tell me the one with the candles on it? Can you tell me what that might say? Yeah, Jamie? I am the light of the world. John 8, verse 12. Who said that? Do you remember who said that? Begins with a J. J. Yeah, well, yes, Jesus is God. But yeah, Jesus said that. Jesus said throughout John's gospel a lot of I am statements. So somebody might ask you, who are you? And you say, I am Dominic, I am Mary, I am Ewan, I am English, I am a footballer player, I am very good at crosswords. Lots of I am stuff. We can say I am. But did you know that God's name is I am? Way back in Exodus, when God was talking to Moses on the burning bush. How many remember the story of the burning bush? When Moses saw the burning bush, yeah. And he heard God speaking from the burning bush. And he was a little bit, there's a bush, it's burning, but it's not burning up. And God spoke to him. And Moses said to him, well, what's the name of this God who is speaking to me? And God said, I am who I am. It is I am who is speaking to you and sending you. And Jesus took that name for himself by declaring, I am. And he says, I am the light of the world. Well, what does that say about the world? If Jesus is a light, what does it say about the world? It's in darkness. That's quite a thing to say. If you go all the way back to the beginning of John's Gospel, he says that the light came into the world. You go all the way back to Genesis, which we spoke about at Timber Hill. Was that 2 weeks ago? We talked about God saying, let there be light. God brings light into the world because there is darkness without him. Without God, we will know darkness. We'll try and brighten it ourselves, usually with the glow of a mobile screen nowadays, but we'll try and brighten our world somehow. We'll pursue something that excites us, enthuses us, interests us. What are those lights in your life that you want to brighten up your world, that you pursue? Maybe it's fame, maybe it's power, maybe it's romance, maybe it's, I don't know, anything. Take all the above. Whatever fills that God-shaped hole in your life, are you trying to fill it? Well, Jesus says, not only am I the light of the world, but he also says, what's this one with this frisbee-shaped image? Anybody want to give a go on the frisbee-shaped image? I am the bread of life. I wish I had bread like that every day. Wow, that's amazing. Okay, how many people do have bread with their breakfast? Toast? Maybe only a few. How many have cereal? Yeah? Okay, how many have some sort of breakfast? Okay, whatever you eat for breakfast, you need breakfast to start the day. I'm not going to lie to you. If you don't eat breakfast, start having breakfast because you need it. Breakfast is an important part of the day and it's really important for you. Jesus said, I am the bread of life, because bread was life-giving. Bread was one of those things you would have every day, every morning. When they started their day, they would have bread. And Jesus says, I am your daily bread. I am the bread of life. We need that bread to eat. I see a hand up. Hey, Ronaldo, how are you? Bread of life. Yeah. So Jesus is saying, I am the bread of life. So I am the one who gives and sustains your life. I am the bread of life. Now, I don't know what we feed our lives with and what we feed on to give ourselves life. I've seen lots of nutritional information. I've read the kind of keep fit stuff about what I'm supposed to blend with what I'm supposed to have with my porridge. As far as I know, from my deep research of eating porridge, you're not allowed honey, salt, sugar, fruit, anything that makes it flavorsome. I don't get that. I mean, you know, so I have honey in my porridge. Forgive me. I know it's not great. But Jesus says, I'm the bread of life. I'm the flavor of your life. Jesus is the one who makes our lives light and bread. He is the fulfilling one of life. Now, the last one I'm going to look at is the very last one with the shape of, I suppose it's supposed to be Jesus. Now, can anybody tell me what that verse is? Anybody else? John 11, verse 25. It's a very important one. I am. John 11:25 at the bottom. I am the, begins with an R. Resurrection and the life. Back to life there, Ronaldo. So we've got two mentions of life in that. But Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Now, for our younger ones, do we remember what resurrection means? Resurrection? Coming, Levi. Coming back to life. I mean, that's just incredible. That's like I said at the beginning, either what Jesus says is true or what Jesus says is false. And we have to make our minds up on that. We have to ask God, if you're really there and this is really true, this is life-changing stuff. It means that after I die, if I believe in you, I will live. That is the most amazing statement that I've ever heard anyone ever say. And Jesus said these words. And we can't believe because someone up the front today is telling you this. We've got to believe it because Jesus is telling us this. Resurrection and life. So when we pass on or go to glory, some of you will know, of course, one of our beloved and long-lived sisters in Christ went to be with the Lord on Monday. And she is now in glory with her Father in heaven. And we mourn with the family. We grieve. There's nothing wrong in grieving. But as believers in Christ, we know she is safe and assured of resurrection in the Savior's hands. And that's incredible. That is incredible. This is why belief in Jesus is life-changing. Because he lights up our life in a way that nothing else can. He feeds us with food that no one else can feed us with. Even if it's the best healthy food on the shelf from Waitrose. Not only that, when I die, I know my life is safe in his hands. So when they say, we now believe you are the savior of the world, they hadn't even gotten to the part where he was going to die and rise again. We know this. And I believe this to be true because of what Jesus has done in my life. And I hope those of us here who already believe are in the yes, I believe it camp can celebrate and rejoice. And if you're in the not believe it camp, there's still time. There's time to ask God that question. If it's real, make it known. We do a series called Christianity Explore, which we'd be happy to do. We can do it in one-to-one or groups. Or if you just want to ask a Christian friend, is it really real? Is it really true? How do I know? I encourage you to explore that question today. So thank you all for listening. Now, does anybody want to show me what they've been colouring in at all? Anybody want to show me what they've been doing? Jamie, yeah, come on up. Romeo, do you want to show us? Oh, that looks really good. It looks really good. I'm not going to get to see it, though. Shall I hold it up for you? Can I hold it up for you? Can I? Is that okay? Thank you so much. That's done by Romeo. Look at that lovely colouring. And there, Jamie and Olivia. Wonderful. So we've got Ronaldo there. Oh, very good. I didn't give you enough time to colour in. I'm sorry, guys. But it's starting really well. And Messi. Do you want to show everybody? Hold it up high so everybody can see it there, Ronaldo. There you go. Good on you, mate. Well done. That's good. Lovely. Now, on the big sheets of paper, it's I am the light of the world. And on these, all the I am statements. I am the light of the world. I am the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the bread of life. I am the gate or the door. I am the true vine, and I am the resurrection and the life. These are the words of Jesus.